Blessed are the weird people.
Poets.
Misfits.
Painters.
Writers.
Troubadours.
For they teach us to see the world through different eyes.
This is Blessed Are the Weird on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Jacob Nordby.
Hello, my friends. Wherever in the world you might find yourself today, I am delighted to invite you into another excursion with Blessed Are the Weird. Blessed are the Weirdians. And we are grateful to Empower Radio Network for hosting this great show. Today we have a special guest. I'll be talking about her and her work in just a moment. But I am excited about today's show. You know, I say that every show, and that's because we're careful to bring on folks who we feel like will enrich our experience of life and help us learn more about ourselves and how to express ourselves. And this is no exception. Today, as you know, on the show, we love to examine and explore what it means to be fully ourselves. And today we have Karen Curry with us, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. She's a human design specialist, and she's founded Human Design for Everyone training program. She's been teaching people how to wake up to their magnificence and discover who they truly are since 1985. And she has a brand new book that's just come out, actually, titled Understanding Human Design, The New Science of Astrology, Discover Who You Really Are. And again, Karen Curry. So this is all about unfolding our greatest potential and enjoying the experience of life in the deepest and most majestic way possible. So Karen, with that, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Jacob. I'm excited to be here, although I keep thinking, what would my mother think if she knew I was on a show that was celebrating my weirdness?
Yeah, this is the show where all of us get to quit pretending that we don't have the quirks and all the great stuff that makes us who we really are. So welcome. And we won't tell your mom.
Yeah, me either.
So, Karen, we said something earlier, and you heard my introduction there. But one thing I want to jump right into here, we're talking to a group of people around the world right now, and those who will listen by podcast later, who are, you know, by full admission, the Blessed Weirdians. They've found in themselves something which resonates with this idea that, hey, I am my own person. I'm unique here. And so I want to talk specifically about how human design helps us understand that better today. But before we go there, it's so funny. In this title, when I was sharing your book on Facebook earlier this week, I had people jump on and make comments. What are you talking about, the science of astrology? Aren't those two separate things? So why don't we start with that, and then we'll get into the juicy stuff of what you do. What do you say to people who say astrology isn't science?
I would say, wow, start with the hard question. There is a science to astrology. If you study, let's say you study astrology versus, say, being a medium, a psychic medium. You know, when you're looking at astrology or you're looking at human design, there are certain preset parameters that are calculated and consistent and are consistently duplicable. And, you know, when we look at human design, which is a sort of an astrology, within the human design chart, and if you've ever seen a chart, it's a funky-looking triangle. It has 9 geometric shapes in it, and all those little geometric shapes are connected by all these little lines. It's like a circuit board for your car or your house. In the human design chart, there's circuits, and one of those circuits is called the logical circuit. And the entire scientific method is actually sequenced throughout the circuitry in the chart, which basically means scientific method in design and scientific method in science says that when you consistently apply certain parameters and consistently get the same results, you basically have a science. And so there is a science to it. If you're consistently looking at the parameters of astrology or human design, you get the consistent source of information that stays true. And what people say, maybe not so much about astrology, because I think astrology has some consistency to it, but there's an art form in interpreting a chart that can make it a little bit different. But design doesn't have that same wiggle room that astrology does. It's a pretty tried and true, and frankly, I think still, after doing this for more than 13 years, a shockingly accurate way of looking at somebody's energy. And it's consistent.
So, and you, boy, you explained that beautifully. And I know we dove right off the deep end here. One thing I love to do, because in this audience, Karen, this isn't the choir. This isn't just people who, you know, and I'm not making fun of any of it, right? So I love that we have people here who are really hardcore, intellectual, logical types, and we have people who just love the mystery and the esoteric and all that. And I love both sides of that as well. So thanks for explaining that. And you know, one of the reasons I got so excited when I found out you had a new book coming out is that somebody here in Boise last year ran my chart. Mm-hmm. And what you said a minute ago about being able to connect the dots and point to, look, let's see for yourself here. Let's not conjecture. Let's see if this makes sense. Let's see if this resonates with how you feel you are in the world. I was actually pretty surprised by how accurate and how revealing, honestly. Mm-hmm. I've done a lot of personal development work and studied myself and psychology and spirituality for a long time, and I was surprised at some new things I learned about myself. So why don't you tell us, what is human design?
Well, human design is a synthesis of Eastern and Western astrology, the Chinese I Ching, the chakra system, Kabbalah, and quantum physics. And so basically what this system has done is that it sort of synthesizes all of those little bits of those esoteric sciences and creates sort of this conglomerate chart that contains all these little pieces. And just like you do with astrology, you take your birthday, you plug it into a computer program, you get your unique chart. But what this does that I think no other system on the planet does, at least at this point in time, is it will tell you, of course, all the things that you might learn from astrology or Enneagram or numerology. You know, that kind of stuff is in there. But what it really gives you that I think nothing else gives you is it gives you a map of how you energetically interface with the world. So it gives you a concrete decision-making strategy. It shows you where you put energy out in the world. It shows you where you take energy in the world. It really shows you how you operate. And so it's not just going to tell you, oh, you know, you're an outgoing, gregarious person that likes to be center stage. It's also going to tell you, here's how you get on the stage. Mm. Here's the things you need to be doing so people will recognize you and see you and will put you where you need to be so that you can fulfill your potential. It'll tell you when an opportunity comes to you, here's the best way for you to make a decision about that opportunity so that you're engaging in life in a way that's in alignment with who you really are.
That is, I feel, one of the aspects of your work and, of course, your new book, Understanding Human Design, which is so critical, Karen. I mean, people come to me on the Blessed or the Weird Facebook page and privately through messages and various things and ask all the time, I know I have something unique and powerful and creative inside of me, and I just find myself so constantly up against stumbling blocks where I feel like I'm pushing a rock up the hill. Do you hear that a lot with your work as well?
All the time. And conversely with that, or sort of hand in hand with that, what people also tell me is that after they understand their human design, is that those questions start to, and that frustration starts to melt away. And suddenly they have the how that they never had before to start bringing out what I call it your secret self. It's like we all have this little secret self inside of ourselves that we hope is real. You know, we all have this secret place where we think, maybe I do have a purpose. Maybe I do have a meaning. Maybe I am here for a reason. And what human design gives people is, first of all, I think definition and recognition of that secret self. I mean, people tell me after they've had a reading, for example, it's so common for people to say, you know, I feel like I've been seen for the first time in my life. It's like that secret self gets called out. And then that secret self gets to express itself, and it gets to discover how to find its place in this lifetime and express itself so beautifully. It's just like uncorking this magic bottle and letting people out.
So, Karen, a couple things real quick. I want to make sure people know that you have some wonderful ways to learn more about, because this show, I mean, we're already almost halfway done and this went so fast. So I know you and Randy Davila, who is the publisher for your book, are putting on a free teleclass next week, and you're going to be dealing with this in depth and specifically. And so, folks, if you want to learn more about this, you can go to insightEventsUSA.com. Right on the front page, you'll see a link to the teleclass, which Karen and Randy will be doing Tuesday evening. So after work on Tuesday evening, mark your calendar, but make sure you get over there and register for it, because they're going to have more time to be able to go into this specifically. And there's also links where you can, you know, go and check out the book on Amazon and get this thing pre-ordered. It's very exciting. So Karen, as my own life unfolded a few years ago in a really dramatic way, one of the things that really began to boil down, and you talked about the secret self. I wasn't planning on talking about this, but when you said that, the thing that was interesting to me about my own journey was when I began to strip away all these layers, the really important questions to me that remained were, who am I? Why am I here? And then the next question was, when it was time for me to actually figure out how to sort of operate in the world again, because for a while that was sort of up in the air, who am I? Why am I here? And how shall I live? How shall I actually be here effectively and have the best experience of life? And from what you're saying, it sounds like human design, running a human design chart and understanding it, actually gives us, you said a map earlier to understand that better. Is that true?
Absolutely. And I mean, I actually have your chart right in front of me. So,
oh, you do?
I can cheat a little bit.
Okay.
And I can say, you know, in human design, there are five types. Each type has, it's an energy type. Each of these five energy types has a different way of making decisions in the world. You're a generator type, which means for you, you know, the answers to your questions, whatever they may be, will show up in your outer reality. And you then get to feel those answers and experience those answers and then decide, okay, this is correct for me or not. So you're designed to respond to life. So as you were probably going down there and going deep with those questions, I would venture to guess, not knowing anything about your little experience there, I would venture to guess that life began answering those questions for you in the form of you being called out into opportunities. So I would imagine that it wasn't like an idea that came into your head, but then in fact things started to come to you and you began to kind of wake back up to, okay, here's the world and now I'm going to start responding. Because you're not here to push, you're not here to go out and manifest your destiny. Generators are not supposed to be doing that. Generators are supposed to wait for things to show up and then follow the signs. And the universe, you know, the universe is quite magnificently generous and abundant. When the universe sees a generator who has stopped moving, which doesn't happen very often, and sees that generator sitting there, the universe then goes, ah, now I have my opportunity to show this person what they really can be doing, what their real potential is, what their real path could be. And they start bringing that to your doorstep. So that you know, does that feel correct?
Yeah, in fact, I've said before many times, actually, Karen, that I felt like life actually, these questions sort of chased me into a box canyon, and there came a point where I could no longer run from them. Mm-hmm. And so that was when things actually started to really turn. And so that feels like it's right on track with what you just said.
Mm-hmm. And for you, you know, there's an added vulnerability. You know, in the chart, when you guys see a chart, there are nine geometric centers in that chart, or nine geometric shapes in that chart. Each of those shapes are called centers, and centers are responsible for processing different kinds of energy in your energy field. For you, there's a diamond in the center of the chart called the G-center. You have a G-center that is directly connected to your throat, which means, and this is a very vulnerable configuration, when you speak and you go out and you experience the world, you can't help but speak from this deep place in your soul. And that gives you sort of this added vulnerability, but also added beauty when you open your mouth. You're not just sharing from, you know, what you know. You're sharing from who you are. And as you go out in the world and you ask questions or show yourself to the world, you know, for you, there's an added need to really be accepted for who you are. So, of course, you've created this niche way out here in the weird world. So you can do what you want to do and not worry about the judgment from others, because that's one place where I would say you have a lot of vulnerability, and a lot of us do.
I knew you were going to run my chart and talk about it just a little bit, Karen. But I'm sure you get this all the time. I'm feeling a little emotional right now because it's so on point. What you're saying is so on point, and it's revealing. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned, because I know I just have to be conscious of the clock. I would love to spend 2 hours right now. But you mentioned there are, what'd you say, five different main types? What did you say earlier?
Yes, five types.
What are they?
The first type is called the manifestor. They are really the initiators in the world. They're about 8% of the population. The second type is a generator. That's about 30% of the population. They're builders in the world. They're here to work and to do the work that makes their soul soar. The manifesting generator is also here to work and do the work that makes their soul soar. They just tend to do it a little bit faster in the beginning. So they're also 30%. The fourth type is called the projector. Projectors are here to manage and guide people. And when I talk about projectors, I have this super soft space in my heart for projectors because they usually tend to be the type that has the biggest struggle sometimes and are really kind of the most misunderstood. And they're about 20% of the population. And then the last type is less than 1%. They're called reflectors. And they are actually here to reflect back to their community, the health of the community. So one of my favorite examples of a good reflector is, on this call I can talk about Uri Geller, who was a reflector, and also Michael Jackson, who I think is a very powerful example of somebody I think reflecting maybe a somewhat dysfunctional community or an industry in this case. So
Karen, one thing you said earlier, was and because we're making this very personal today, you're talking about my own. It wasn't really in my design, as you're looking at the chart there. It wasn't really in my design to be the manifestor, the initiator of these massive things. And what's interesting to me, Karen, is that there were times in my early life when I really felt like that was what I was supposed to be doing, and I would go and try to do it, and I always ran out of gas. So I would get up and get busy, and then I would run out of gas. In other words, lose energy for it. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. Because there's two factors going on in your chart. First of all, when we look at your chart, on the right side of your chart, you have a brown triangle colored in, and that's called the emotional solar plexus. And when people have that energy in their chart, and half of the people in the world will, it means that when you jump into things, when you commit to things, if you're not taking your time to wait and make sure it feels right over time, not just in the moment, but over time, you may have had a lifelong pattern of jumping into things and going, oh, crap, what did I just do? And then trying to figure out how to get out of it. Or try to, in your case, because you're also responsible by design, you will have had to try to figure out how to force yourself to make yourself honor your commitment, because now you made a commitment and you're stuck with it and integrity is important to you. So recognizing that for those people who have that energy in their chart, they have to slow down and take their time to make their choices. But usually these are the most spontaneous people in the world and then are constantly regretting their choices. So that would be the first thing. The second thing is you also have a little bit of burnout in your chart, which oftentimes, first of all, that's also the same energy that creates intensity. So you're probably, nobody's probably ever said of you, oh, Jacob, you're so mellow, because that's not really in your chart. And secondly, it's an energy that oftentimes will burn other people out first. People will have to go, okay, we need a break from Jacob now. We need to go, kick back and lay in a hammock while Jacob go does his work thing, right? But also for you, sometimes if you're pushing too hard, too fast, particularly in the wrong direction, there's a tendency for you to burn out, and that's kind of your barbed wire fence on your life path. If you hit that burnout place, that's sort of life and your body and your soul going, excuse me, Jacob, you need a break. You need to reassess where you're going, tweak your direction, take a breath, and then get back on the path.
Wow. Well, everyone who's listening right now, Karen, you've probably not heard the show before, but I tell many of my guests that people who tune in actually give us the permission to read their minds a little bit, which of course is a joke. But in this case, it's actually pretty stunningly accurate what you're talking about. And so everyone who's listening, I want to encourage you to connect with Karen through her new book, but this teleclass opportunity that's coming up on insighteventsusa.com, go there and then click the link to Human Design. You'll find it there and then get registered for this teleclass. But Karen, you do work, and I know that we have an offer coming up soon where when folks pre-order your book, or now that it's available, when they order your book, they'll actually be able to plug into a series and have their own chart run by your staff. Is that true?
That's correct. So, and in addition to that, the way we're going to do these, we're going to teach a series of classes. We're actually going to use audio visuals with it because if you see the chart, it's very difficult for me to talk about this big chart thing without you actually seeing what I'm talking about. So it's going to be a really powerful, hand-holding walk through your chart and specific elements in the chart. So as you're going through this class, you can kind of go, okay, I've got this, and she's talking about that. I don't have this, but my brother has this, and my sister has this, because you can also get charts for your friends and family, which is always nice to look at, and really start going much more in-depth in who you are, how you operate, how to make good, effective choices and decisions for yourself, how to get a bead on, what's your emotion, how are your emotions working, what's your creative style, what's your spiritual purpose, how does your intuition work? There's so much we can talk about when we have a little bit more time and the opportunity to go a little bit deeper into the magnificence of the chart and specifically the magnificence of you in your chart.
Yeah, and we're down to 5 minutes, Karen. I knew this would be a blindingly fast call today. Tell me, because I know on your personal website, which is what's your website?
It's understandinghumandesign.com.
Okay, that's easy. So I know that on your site and various other things I've read in your book, you talk specifically. I mean, it's so cool and wonderful to talk about the life purpose and spirituality and all these things. And I care deeply about those. But I know you talk about some just completely practical things. So what are some areas that people will get clarity on in their everyday life that you feel human design will really help them with?
Well, I think the most important piece that people get clarity on is how they work. And I mean work in terms of what you do to make money. Because there are actually, of the five types, three of those types are not designed to work in the traditional way that we think of as work. So burnout for those types is different than your burnout in your chart, but burnout for those types presents a huge, huge issue because they literally can physically burn out to the point where they can't work or work becomes very, very difficult. And, in this society and in our collective consciousness, if you aren't able to work, it's very difficult to make a living and to sustain and support yourself because we still have a lot, very strong belief system about, you have to work hard to make money. So, human design, we'll talk a lot about, and we'll talk about this even on these calls. How do you find work and how do you work if you don't have the energy to work sustainably like some of the other types? We also talk about human design and relationships. And for me, a big passion is looking at how do you parent and how do you parent using your design and understanding your child's design in such a way that you can start giving your child the opportunity to fulfill their potential from the start instead of waiting until they burn out at 50 and then having to go through massive spiritual challenges and changes before they come back to the truth of who they are. Our kids hopefully will get to start off, in their own integrity from the very beginning. We talk about human design and health and wellness. We talk about human design and how to use your intuition because, that's just one of the many ways of knowing, and you got to know how you know if you're going to really go out and effectively be able to interact with the world. Oh, there's so much. you can talk about human design in anything. You can talk about human design and training your dog, literally. There's a lot of practical aspects to design that you can look at. I like to keep it practical because I think it's nice to have all this data, but you got to know how to use it.
Well, and that's what I love to do, Karen, is really help people say, and I feel like you've touched so deeply on in your book and in your work, in what I hear people asking for so many times when they come and ask me, how do I connect with my own creative nature? How do I express what makes me feel joyful in the world? So when I hear you saying these things, this helps with understanding our relationships and understanding our career path and understanding, all these things. To me, that becomes the most practical possible application of something like this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, and again, what's the point of being here if we're not here and we're not fully here activating all of the unlimited potential that's available to us through our physical form? We got to know how to do it. We have to know how to move the mud. And again, for me personally, that's what I love so much about design is it gives you that how piece. And it's not something that's nebulous and you know, involves sitting on a meditation pillow for 20 years. I mean, it's a very practical, get your hands dirty, go out there and really fully activate your spiritual self in form, you know, by doing these simple steps.
That is so exciting. And Karen, we're actually down to, you know, I mean, 30 seconds or something like that. The music's going to start any moment here. I'm excited about meeting you in person at the Be the Change conference. I know you'll be one of the speakers next week in Newport Beach. Anybody who wants to and can meet Karen in person there in Newport Beach, you can go to bethechangenewportbeach.com if you'd like to meet us in person. And Karen will be there running charts and talking with people and signing her new book. In the meantime, though, please do join Karen and Randy next week during the free teleclass. Go to insighteventsusa.com and get signed up for that and buy this book. It's selling out. Actually, Amazon ran out and had to buy more, and it's going nuts. Karen, I'm so excited you joined us today, and thank you for sharing yourself with the world in this way. Clearly, by the way, what's your main mode?
I'm a manifesting generator.
Okay. So you're going to do big things. I can see that.
Thank you.
Well, Karen, thank you so much for being here. And we just look forward to hopefully having you back on the show at some point to share more of this. And I can't wait to hear back from the Blessed Are the Weird tribe, those who connect with you and your work, to find out how they've used this information to make their lives more powerful and beautiful.
Well, thank you for having me, Jacob. It's been an honor.
Thank you. And folks, thanks for joining us again for today's excursion into truth, beauty, and our own unique expression of it in the world. We will be in Newport Beach next week, so there'll be a best of show, but join us again on the show, and we can't wait to hear more about you. Have a great weekend and get your shine on.